This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Good morning. I would like to invite each one of you to stand and worship with me. The next two songs, the first one is a very well-known one of Kim Walker, Rooftops. And then I would like to read a scripture in between before we go into the next song. So you can go ahead, thank you. Father, we want to thank you this morning that you're already here in this place. And we want to lift your name up high and say, thank you, Abba Father, for coming to fill our hearts. Has brought me to this place. Because of you, I freely lift my life to you. Oh God, I give. So I stand before you, God. I lift my hands because you set me free. And so I'll shout out your name from the rooftops. I proclaim that I am. Isaiah 41 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Verse 13 says, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." Thank you, Father, that we are no longer slaves to fear. But you've come, Lord, and you've made us free. Free indeed. Amen. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, to all my fears are gone, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows. Worship you, Father. We give you all the praise and the glory, Lord. And this morning, you're speaking about new beginnings. You're speaking about another chance. And I pray, Lord, whatever comes out of my mouth, Lord, it will be anointed and will bring glory to your name alone, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Kan jullie zitplekken innemen? Dank je. Cool. Ik ga nou inbraak maken. I'm going to ask you, I'll sing that song just a bit later. I would just like to tell you a bit about myself, who I am, where I'm coming from. I don't know if you know the small little town in Cape Town called Elzarevira. Anybody knows where that is? Elzarevira? El, sister of Fee? That's where I'm born and bred, in Elsie's River. And I lived with my parents until the day I got married. I was one of those. I'm married for almost 19 years in September this year. We've got 3 kids. We've got a almost 16, almost 14, and a 9-year-old. And I must tell you, you know what? When you have children, then you learn a lot. But when you have teenagers, you ask for God's grace constantly. And that's where we're at as a family in our lives at the moment. We're at the teenager phase, and I know there's some young moms and young parents in this church. And last night, we had the privilege just to look at the old videos. I know, like, some of you won't even know what these videos look like with the tape that you still put inside. And my daughter took it out last night, and we looked at them when they were 3 and 6 years old. And I'm like, oh, I wish I actually just listened to the older generation when they said to me, enjoy them while they're so young because they don't talk back. They only talk the whole time, and they listen to you. So that is our phase that we are at the moment. But I want to share my story this morning with you. And I want to start with about 9 years ago when us as a family went through a very tough time. And all marriages go through it and all relationships go through very tough times. And that specific year, in 2009, my husband got retrenched. And you always think that it won't ever happen to you. You know, you think it's going to happen to the person next to you, and you hear about people losing their jobs, and then it becomes a reality when it actually hits you back at home. And in that stage, he was going for a whole lot of interviews, and he just couldn't find work. And in September, I remember, we were sitting in our bedroom looking out by our window. Now, in June, July, those of you who enjoy the garden, you normally go trim the roses. Toe ons nog baie water gehad het, kon ons rose gehad het. But now, because of the water crisis, we don't have roses anymore. But that specific June, July, you prune the roses, and you prune it down to basically almost nothing. But then September came, and I started seeing like this new, the blooms. And hulle noem het so mooi in Afrikaans, die bloeisels. And as we were sitting there after a whole year of just going through such a tough time financially, I said to Jamie, you know what? We've prayed, we've done everything, we've spoken, we've said it all, but I really feel like God is saying that we need to speak life into our situation. And at that stage, there was still snow on the mountains, and, you know, the bloeisels was besig om uit te kom by die rose, and I was just feeling like, you know, the season is changing. Like earlier this week, I could feel that the season is changing. But not just physically, but spiritually as well. There's a new season, and God is saying that we are ready for that change, and we have to take it with both our hands. And at that stage in our lives, I was feeling that we need to start singing and declare life into our situation. And we wrote the song, Nieuwe Begin. And I'll try and translate it into English, but I will first say it in Afrikaans so that you can understand the gist of it. And it says, die winter's verby, die sneeuw op die berge verdwyn. Die son is weer sigbaar vir my, dit lyk my die lente verskyn in my. Die bloeisels verskyn, die groei na die winterse pyn, wat nou eers geduldig verskyn. Dit lyk vir my, 'n wind van verandering waai oor my. And basically what it was saying is, the sun is, I can see the sun again, the winter has passed, but I can see there's a new wind that's blowing, and that's a new beginning. And I want to sing it over you this morning, that whatever you trust in God for that new beginning that needs to start, that we will start speaking life over it. Like many times we come to March, April, dan is al die nuwejaarsvoorneminge uit by die agterdeur. And all that you think about is like, can I just cope with this current situation where I'm at the moment? But I want to say to you this morning, let's speak life. Let's speak life over our situation, because God wants to give us another chance. And sometimes we feel in our walk that, hey, I'm not even there spiritually for God to give me another chance. But he says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And this morning, Father, I want to sing the new beginning song over this congregation, Lord, as they're going into a new season, Lord Jesus, that you will come and give them insight, wisdom, and knowledge, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
My die lente verskyn in my, die bloeisels verskyn, die groei na die winterse pyn, wat nou eers geduldig verskyn, die wind van verandering waai oor my, dis nuwe begin.
sometimes we forget, with a new beginning comes a lot of pruning and a lot of things that we need to let go of. So we want the new beginning to happen like overnight. But there's certain things that God is asking of us to let go of, whether it's hatred, unforgiveness, you know, whatever that is, you know what that is in your life that you need to let go of. And when you let go of that, God comes and he comes and fills it. And we ask him to come and fill it with his love, with his grace and his mercy, that he would come and fill your cup. So about last year, we were working on my brand new album that's going to be launched now in April. So I'm giving you a bit of a few of the songs I'll be singing this morning as well. So I'm really excited. And I was asking God the whole time, what is the song, or what is the album, what must I call the album? And I felt him saying the whole time, nog 'n kans. En ek sê, Here, kan ons nie 'n Engelse, you know, titel kry nie? Dan kan ons mos 'n bietjie internasionaal gaan, you know? Then we can go international if it's an English title instead of an Afrikaans. And then I was putting on the radio, and it was, I was on Smile or KFM or one of those radio stations, and I thought, ach nee, die Here gaan nie nou met my praat nie. And the next moment, the guy that's talking, he says, Another Chance. Ek sê, druk ek weer oor, ek gaan CCFM toe. And there somebody is talking about his new album that's called Another Chance. And I'm like, Here, jy kan nie so duidelik met my praat nie. Surely, this can't be. And a few days later, I really felt like God is saying that I've given you another chance, and I want to give other people another chance. Ek wil vir ander mense ook nog 'n kans gee. En verlede jaar toe ek sit en besig is om te skryf aan hierdie album, there was one specific, and I remember it was a Sunday evening. I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and you know, as mothers and as women, I'm not really a control freak, not at all. Of course I am. You know, you try and do things the right way, and you want to have those boxes ticked, you know. And that specific Sunday evening, I packed the lunch boxes. I even packed for Dad lunch, which I don't normally do. And everything was done to perfection. Sunday roast was on the table. The house was tidy before we went to bed. But like, there was something that was just amiss. There was something just empty still inside of me. And I ticked all the boxes, and I'm like, but why? Why do I still feel this way? And I felt God like just luring me into the room, and I closed the door, and the kids were in bed, and Jamie was watching a program on TV. And I'm not going to say that I'm a guitar player, so to your guitarist here, they do a really good job. And I took out the guitar, and I said, Father, speak to me. What is it that I haven't done today yet? And I really felt that somewhere deep inside of me, there was still a missing. And as God was luring me into his presence, he says, you can have all those boxes ticked, but if you don't make time for me, then you're empty. And so we try and live this life with doing everything right. And if you're a control freak, that's even worse, because everything has to be right. But if you do everything right and you still don't make time for the Holy Spirit to come and fill you up, then you're like this empty symbol, you know? And I started playing the guitar, and I sang the following words that says, fill me up till I overflow. Let your love come and take control. Fill me up till I overflow. And at that moment, I felt like God was filling my cup up. And many times we feel that we can't come into his presence because we haven't made time for him. But as he started filling me up, it's like that gunk that's lying at the bottom started coming up, and that also overflows. So God is saying that come to me just as you are. Doesn't matter whether you've done the right things, whether you've ticked all the boxes. And in Christianity, we feel that we need to do certain things. We need to work really hard to to get the tick from God. But that's not true. That's why Jesus died. And that's why we have to come into his presence and say, Father, I come boldly into your presence. Boldly I come into your presence because of your son, Jesus. Not of anything that I do. And I want you guys to sit back, relax, and enjoy overflow. Thank you. Some of you are sitting here and say, "Oh, Sean, this is easy for you to say that he comes and he fills me up and he overflows. You don't know my situation." So after each child that I gave birth to, I struggled with depression, like on steroids. So now if you know me, and Heinrich was telling me earlier on about his youngest daughter, that thinks that school's actually there for a party for her. You know, every day, everybody rocked up to have her party. And that's exactly how I was as a child. So I never understood what it was to have depression, or what is that thing that makes you feel so ugh, you know? And I always tell people, "Oh man, just go run and you come back and you'll feel better." And it doesn't work that way. And with my first one, Kayla, which is her name, I don't know why we thought of this strong name, which is Empowered Woman. And that's exactly what she did. She empowered the whole household and broke me to the core. I used to sing, "It's no longer I that liveth, but Kayla lives through me." Because I really felt like my whole life came to an end when I gave birth to this little person, and that she like really made sure that everybody knew that she was in the room when she walked in. But God had a reason why he had to give me such a strong-willed little girl and a strong-willed little boy after that. And the last one was just absolute grace. He is the exceller. He gets sevens for everything. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't have to work hard with him with schoolwork. But the other two really got me to a place where I then understood what it is when people go through hardship. And my hardship at that stage was depression. And many times people say, "Listen, just get over it. You can move on. You just need to move on." But there's chemically, there was something wrong. Look, 9 months, and you know, we all know it. 9 months, we carry the baby, and then all our hormones go a different way. And then after the birth, it goes haywire again. And for me, it literally took me a year and a half to get through the depression with lots of prayer and lots of medication. And I don't often speak about this because it's one of those things that's a shame thing that you don't speak about in the church. Because we serve God, so he must just fix it. 1, 2, 3. But it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes he gives us a different route that we have to go through so that we can come to that place where he also wants us to be. Now I understand when somebody tells me that they or he is going through depression. And I heard a song from Natalie Grant a few years ago that she sings, "Clean." And the song basically says, like, when you go through hardship and when you go through a broken time in your life, that's all that you see. But God sees something else. And if you're here this morning and you also struggle with depression or whatever that thing is this morning, that you must know that he doesn't see that. He sees you through Jesus Christ. He sees you as whole. He sees you as beautiful. And he wants to restore you. So this morning, I really want you to open your heart and let me sing the song over you, that he sees you as clean. And that we can still come into his presence. Because when we come into his presence, there's fullness of joy. And that's what we need, is that joy. Like the scripture that says that morning may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And this morning, I want to sing this song over you.
Beautiful. restoring me piece by piece. There's nothing too dirty that you can make worthy. You wash me in mercy. I am clean. There's nothing too dirty.
Thank you, Father, that we can stand boldly in your presence because of Jesus. And thank you that you have given us another chance. And that we don't have to live in regret anymore. But that we can know that through you, Father, we are made new and you've made all things new. En Here, dis hoekom ek vanoggend wil sing dat u vir ons nog 'n kans gegee het. Ten spyte van wie ons is, Vader, gee U vir ons nog 'n kans. Despite of who we are, Father, you giving us another chance to walk in boldly into your presence. So hierdie jaar het ek 40 geword, nie verlede jaar, ek word 41 hierdie jaar. So 40 is a big number, we all know the meaning of 40. And when I turned 40, I thought like, okay, this is the end of my life. And everybody that's 40 tells me it's not. It's the beginning of your life. And that's very true, I must say. there's a boldness that came inside of me to do and to say things that I really believe God is wanting me to say. And for many years, and it's been almost 10 years since I'm bringing out a new album. And I really felt like, geez, at 40 now you want to bring out a new album. Are you crazy? And then last year, the Sari or the Rueiro, so one of them, wrote an article about me, Vreesloos en 40. And I loved that. Fearless and 40. And I just thought, wow, that's truly how we need to live. We have to walk into the 40s. Some of us cry for days on end, but I'm going to tell you, sister, don't worry. 40 is great. But I listened to Stephen Furtick now the other day, and he made a very impactful statement. And he said, if you live by regret, you live in it. Instead, you know the mistakes that you've made, so you learn your lesson out of that. And this morning, I really want to encourage you that I believe it's a new beginning. A new beginning. Don't live in regret anymore, because then you stay there. Let's walk out this morning and say, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to do the same thing again. And every morning you wake up, it's another chance. Elke oggend wat jy opstaan, is daar nog 'n kans. So take on 2019 with both your hands and go do that which God has laid on your heart. Do not be fearful. Be fearless. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ek love daai woorde wat sê u goedheid en u guns het my nog 'n kans gegee. It's your goodness that leads us to repentance. It's your goodness that gives us another chance. And I want to end off with that this morning. And if you're feeling that you also want that goodness, or that you're feeling that you're at a place in your life that it's just not going well at all, I really want to encourage you to stand, and I'm going to ask Heinrich to take over from here, because he's the father of this house. Thank you so much. Oh, I want to thank you, like that other guy said earlier. Thank you for having me. It was an absolute privilege to thank you for being here and coming out this morning and to hear what God is wanting to say, that it's a time for new beginning and is giving you another chance. Amen.
Thanks, Rochelle, for blessing us. Let's stand. Thanks, band. So we're going to just lift our hearts before the Lord this morning. And I know that the Holy Spirit has ministered to all of us on some level. And we're going to finish off just by worshiping God. And as Rochelle shared with us, it is in God's presence that we get filled. It's in His presence that He comes and He breaks whatever it is that's at this moment, maybe right now, wanting to keep you in bondage. I know that some of us, maybe your heart feels like the song that she sang, that it feels like it's going to shatter. And then Jesus is here to keep that heart. He's here to mend that heart. Maybe for some of us in this room, even, we're struggling with a depression and we haven't told anybody about it. And we're battling the thing all by ourselves then. And He's wanting to invite you just into a place of safety in His presence. Or maybe you're that person, you need that second chance. You need to hear this morning that it is never too late. It is never too late. That He has a second chance for you, that this moment is your second chance. This moment, there's a life available for you for a new beginning. Maybe in your marriage, maybe in your calling, maybe you're the 40 or the 50 or the 60 or the 70-year-old, the 20-year-old, you feel that you've disqualified yourself, you've missed it, then there's a second chance, a glorious opportunity available for you. But we don't come with those needs to people because people can't fill those needs. We come to God. But there's a powerful principle, and that is that when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we need to respond. And God caused our paths to cross with Rochelle's for a reason, because He had you in mind, your need in mind. And He led her here. He freed up time for her to not go to that golf tournament with her son, rather to be here this morning so the Holy Spirit could speak through her to me and to you. And if God speaks to us, then the proper worshipful response is for us to respond when a holy God speaks to us. And you can battle these things at home, or you can step into the light, so to speak. You can humble yourself and say, Father, I need you in this area of my life. And if that is you, and you need a touch from the Father, then I want to ask you that you would step out from where you are, just as a sign of saying, Jesus, I need you to fill me again. I need you to mend my broken heart. I need you to mend my messed up chemicals. I need you to break the shame over my life. I need you to break the loneliness. Maybe you've drifted from Father God's heart. Then it's His goodness and His mercy that's calling you this morning. And if that is you, then I want to encourage you to come and just kneel here at the front. Just as a sign of humbling yourself before God. And as we worship God, we're going to pray that God will touch you. And we're just going to lay our hands on you and pray a very short blessing over you. And I've asked Rochelle just to lead us together with a band in one more song of worship. And as we sing into God, just come. Accept the invitation. Come and kneel here at the front. Come and do business with God. Speak to Him. So you go out that door, then the roast waits for you. The kids wait for you. Right, parents, the children's church volunteer is going to keep those kids busy for you a little bit longer. This is your moment. This is your moment. Deal with your heart now. Don't delay. You know you've got business to do with God. We don't come to church just to listen to a nice talk or to nice music. We come to be transformed, to drink from the well. And the well has been opened up for you. So come. Don't delay. Thank you, Lord.
Come, who all are weary. Come.
And
ask the moms, the young moms, if you have time, if you could come. So we quickly want to lay hands on you. I believe that there are songs that are living inside of you that God is wanting to release over you. So maybe if you're in the foyer, you're a young mom, little kids, just want to come. I'm going to ask Rochelle just to anoint you. So there are songs that I believe God is wanting to release over you and sing over you. Some of you are struggling with just like so many dead bones in your life. And God is wanting to release the fountains over you. So Dad, if you are here and Mom is in the foyer, just release her to come. Because we just want to anoint the young moms to be able to speak life. And I want to encourage you next week. We're going to have Steve Swart here from the ACDP. Just after the service, we're going to have a short service. He's going to be sharing with us a little bit around our country and beautiful things happening in Parliament. Please join us for that. But all the moms in the house, if you've got little ones, please, we want to just anoint you, pray for you, set you free, set your tongues free to speak life, to sing life. So just come and join us. We're officially done with the service. The Lord bless you. Thank you for being with us. Please stay with us if you can. Thank you for joining us this morning. May you have an incredible Sunday. The band is continuing to minister. So if you can remain in the presence of the Lord a little bit longer with us, please do so. Thank you, God.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.